The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like. That's the point of the show. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online by visiting freetalklive.com and enjoying the features right there. They're just for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites, and ours is free. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. We have talked about everything from the Bearcat, which is a police attack truck vehicle tank thing being distributed all across the United States. We've discussed medical cannabis, the celebrity pictures, all these kind of the other issues behind the celebrity pictures, because there's no issue to the celebrity pictures. Do you support or oppose the hacking? I mean, there's no real issue there. Obviously, there's a lot of people very excited about these things because, well, America's a celebrity-obsessed place. When a celebrity dies, people get all sad about it. And probably, in some cases, more sad than if members of their own family pass away. So there certainly is a celebrity obsession. We can talk about that aspect of things. But also, somebody was saying that it's wrong, that it's that you're, by looking at these pictures, or in the case of the beheading videos, that by watching the beheading videos, you're only encouraging them, and that you shouldn't be doing that. Now, Mark, your defense on watching the videos of the beheadings, which are only alleged beheading videos, because they don't actually show the beheadings. If we were to have not watched that, the night that we first talked about James Foley, he was the first, most recent, I guess, first beheading video.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about it, the news coverage was written as though this is a beheading video. And it's not. It's a video where, like the one that just came out this week, where there's some slicing motions made at the throat, the camera cuts to black, fades to black, and then fades back in on what is purportedly the body of the person who's had their head cut off. But you don't actually watch the beheading. So for it to be called a beheading video is disinformation. It's not correct.
It's true.
And so if you don't see it for yourself, you'll never know what was really put out there. And I think there's value in being able to see that. Now, it's not the same argument with the celebrity pictures. That's a totally different discussion about, you know, the vapidness of society or whatever. And we can have all those discussions here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But another question came up with the Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney. She apparently was under the age of 18 when she took the pictures that were leaked out.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me wonder, and I didn't ask this question in the last segment, not only was I wondering, will she be arrested like many other teenagers have been arrested, 15, 16, 17, whatever. These are young people have been arrested and charged with child pornography for taking nude pictures of themselves. It's called sexting, and it's kind of a thing these days.
Didn't she get texted by Barack Obama after winning the gold or something like that?
I have no idea.
I believe that's the case.
Are you suggesting she took these pictures for Barack Obama?
I am not suggesting that, and that's kind of a weird thing to suggest that I might be suggesting. However, I would say that she is part of now the privileged class, and that
she won't be charged.
Anyone, any prosecutor that decided to take a case up against her would, their career's on the line. So the answer is no.
Here's the other question. These pictures were out for days before this news came out that Michaela Maroney, first she said they weren't her. Now she says she was underage and they are, in point of fact, her. So for days.
That's a, two different stories, right?
For days, these pictures were out and they were being shared all over the place. They're still up on Torrent. You can go download look for The Fappening on The Pirate Bay. And you'll find multiple uploads of reportedly all of the pictures that have been released thus far. Now, the hacker in this case saying that he or she has more and will be
that hacker in this case is going to go to jail.
Yeah, well, if they find out who it is, but
probably will.
So my question was, if you had looked at the pictures of Michaela Maroney,
mm-hmm.
and you did not know she was 17 or 16 or however old she was at the time, if you presumed,
are you evil,
that she was 18, is knowingly a factor in child pornography crimes? Do you have to know?
I don't know.
Because obviously, if it's a child, you know, right? But if it's she's 17 versus 18,
how could you possibly know?
Odds are good the difference in her body is not going to be there at all. There's probably going to be no change of any significance
right,
made.
Right, because both of them are adult bodies.
Yes. So
either both of them are adult bodies or neither of them are adult bodies. But to suggest that the difference between a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old is the difference between a child and an adult is a pretty dumb opinion.
Yeah, so I don't know what the law is. I know that a lot of criminal acts, you have to knowingly do something. So, for instance, when I was I've been charged with these identity crimes, and I'll be going to trial for those in another 14 days. So 2 weeks, actually. But, you know, they're saying that I knowingly used a false or fictitious name in order to purportedly do something criminal. I'm not sure what that would be, but that I would have knowingly had to have done it with the intention of doing something criminal, like
right.
Using a false name.
You're a bad, bad man.
But if I wasn't knowingly doing something criminal, then it's not a crime. Then it's just a, oops, innocent mistake. And so, is it a crime? First of all, I don't think that the pictures in this case, if they are indeed just naked pictures, are child porn in the first place. But even if they were, let's say she was having sex in the pictures.
Oh, boy.
Is knowingly a part of this crime? I don't know. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-453. If so, that means that, or if rather knowingly is not a part of the criminal definition of this, then that would mean that the thousands of people, maybe hundreds of thousands, I don't know how many times this thing's been downloaded, but that would mean they're all felons now at this point. They've all committed a felony.
Yeah, whether they got caught or not, they're moral felons. And I suspect the people that would be pointing fingers are probably ones that haven't looked.
Your thoughts are welcome. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And there's all kinds of other stuff to talk about here tonight, including a news story about, now this is a shocker, couples who smoke pot fight less. That according to a story at Syracuse.com. Where
there's also fewer prescription painkiller deaths. With people who, in states where marijuana is legal.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, they're going to be using marijuana to manage pain.
Jeff Herbert writes at Syracuse.com, could legalizing marijuana nationwide mean less domestic violence in the United States? Couples who smoke pot fight less, according to a new study at the University of Buffalo. UB's School of Public Health and Health Professions Research Institute on Addictions studied 634 couples over their first 9 years of marriage and ultimately found more weed meant spousal abuse was less likely. According to WIVB-TV, the SUNY school's researchers were actually trying to determine how alcohol affects marriage and how marriages affect drinking. However, the study also had to compare other health choices that could cause arguments or violence, including partaking in toking up. Quote, I think we were all surprised that marijuana led to that significant of a reduction in violence, said the lead investigator, Ken Leonard, telling the news station.
Then they haven't been listening to marijuana smokers for a long time.
Right.
You know, I had an interesting conversation with a correctional officer one night. I used to work in the staff canteen when I was in prison. I did it for many years. And so I got a lot of candid conversations with staff. And one officer, he said, and I think that he's very right, you know, the state would spend a lot less on security if they just gave you guys a bag of weed every week.
Yeah, true. Because it tends to mellow people out. Lead investigator told the news station, quote, particularly when both the husband and wife reported frequent marijuana use, there were lower levels of both male partner aggression and female partner aggression. The Washington Post reports researchers began the project in 1996, controlling variables for demographics and behavioral problems. Husbands and wives answered questionnaires on a regular basis about frequent drug and alcohol use, as well as instances of violence between the pair. Now, frequent marijuana use was considered to be 2 to 3 times per month, or more often. That's pretty funny. three times a month is considered frequent.
That's frequent, okay.
During the study, 22% of the women smoked pot, while 28% of the husbands did. Couples who smoked together reported the least amount of intimate partner violence. We will come back with more on the study here in moments. Not exactly a shocker for those of us who know a thing or two about cannabis, but if you don't, then this might be surprising to you. We'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves. lives by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Oh, and don't forget, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
I recently read a new novel about liberty. It's called Ant Farm. It's a book that even Gary Johnson has praised. Now, personally, I loved how the complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, and currency and lots more works explained in ways that the average person could understand them, even young adults. And this is a book that could very easily be understood by young adults. It's sort of a spin-off of Animal Farm. It's written in very much the same style, and of course we all read that in high school. So how would these things work without government force? And how state intervention screws them up? Well, you can find out in Ant Farm. If you're tired of explaining some of these things to your friends on how the roads will be built in the free market, hand them a copy of Ant Farm. If you're sick of explaining to other friends about how the U.S. turned into a police state, then hand them a copy of Ant Farm. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first four chapters completely free. That's almost half of the book. To download the free chapters, visit antfarmbook.com. It's antfarmbook.com. It's a great read. You owe it to yourself. Give it a shot. I really enjoyed it. Antfarmbook.com.
All right. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. You can comment on anything we've discussed thus far or whatever's on your mind. We just kind of dove into a story here from Syracuse.com, study at the University of Buffalo, which has actually been in the works for nearly 20 years. It started back in 1996, according to the Washington Post. The study was originally intended to determine how alcohol affects marriage and how marriages affect drinking, but they also had to compare other health choices that might cause arguments or violence, including cannabis. And as it turns out, frequent marijuana use, which the study defines as 2 to 3 times per month or more often, led to couples being less violent, meaning that the couples who smoked especially the couples who smoked together, reported the least amount of intimate partner violence. It's possible, says one of the study's authors in a press release, quote, it's possible, for example, that similar to a drinking partnership, couples who use marijuana together may share similar values in social circles, and it is this similarity that is responsible for reducing the likelihood of conflict, said Leonard in a press release. He goes on to clarify that marijuana may decrease violence, but it's not necessarily a cause and effect relationship. The drug may make users more positive, which implies less negativity and conflict. Well, that sounds like a cause and effect to me. I mean, if it's true that cannabis makes users more positive, then that would likely lead to a more positive relationship, or at the very least, the ability to communicate better and not jump to angry conclusions, as you might do if you were drunk. I mean, there's so many angry drunks out there. How many angry potheads are there in comparison? They must exist, but they just aren't, you know, the stereotype's not even there. And stereotypes are created for a reason.
I don't think that I would take this as advice to start smoking marijuana. I mean, I think that's what he's trying to advise against when he says this. But
it's interesting.
What it says to me is hey, maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental when I, you know, think the things that I think, because there's different advantages in this world. I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
Previous research comparing marijuana use and domestic violence have had mixed results. Using cross-sectional data, the University of Buffalo study over more than 2 decades may make a causal relationship easier to establish, pending more research. One of the researchers added in his findings he would like to next examine day-to-day marijuana and alcohol use and the likelihood to IPV, that is a intimate partner violence, as they call it, on the same day. I mean, this seems like it'd be a no-brainer. I mean, really. The study was paid for by a grant from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse, et cetera, et cetera. So interesting news. And I agree with you, Mark. I wasn't bringing this up to suggest, hey, you should start smoking pot. It'll improve your relationship.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case, but I'm not making that claim.
It may not improve the relationship. Maybe if you were to, you know, introduce marijuana into the relationship, it would result in one partner going in a direction, you know, mentally that they wouldn't have otherwise gone, and that maybe they'll split the relationship up. I don't know. But if you're talking about a couple of people who have been marijuana users in the past and they are together using pot, this study's saying they're less likely to be violent. And that's that means something, I think. It's just one study. You know, you do have to repeat studies. You have to get the same results more than once for it to mean something.
So I'll go on this record. I think that U.S. culture, that's the only one that I'm familiar with, and probably only the culture I'm familiar with. I'm probably not familiar with all the cultures. That we would be less violent, make better choices, be conceivably even more productive if we were to substitute marijuana consumption for alcohol consumption.
I don't think you're going out on a limb at all with that. I think that's absolutely true.
Now, I don't, you know, there's like our whole life is in many ways designed around alcohol. There are business after business after business that's designed to sell you highly expensive alcohol because you can get a lot cheaper. So there's what you're buying is socialization. You're buying ladies' night. You're buying music. You're buying flashing lights. You're buying sticky floors. You're buying whatever that stuff going on in the bathroom is. You know, you're buying that when you buy this expensive alcohol. And I don't know what that would look like in a marijuana bar. I don't know. But, better, worse, I'm not sure. But it seems to me that there's a lot of violence centered around alcohol. That drives down productivity terribly. That people who drink alcohol tend to be bad at getting up and going to work in the morning. People claim that marijuana smokers are, bad as far as their productivity goes. And I don't know that I've ever seen a study on this. It's difficult to say whether or not lackadaisical losers smoke marijuana or whether, marijuana makes one a lackadaisical loser. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, that is like a classic false claim by the drug prohibitionists is that, oh, you're going to be a loser.
What else would you say?
And there's no evidence for it whatsoever. It's just that there are losers who smoke pot, and there are winners who smoke pot. And I remember that when I was a teenager, working at the radio station back in 1996 or whenever it was that I got started, 97, I think, when I got started there, I remember that my mentor, Bob Garrett, who, if you listen to the GCN feed of the show, you'll hear his raspy voice doing intros for us when we come back into the show segments. That's Bob Garrett. He's my mentor. Anyway, he used to go out and blaze up out in the parking lot right before he would go into the production room. So
he felt it made it more creative or something?
Yeah, I think so.
People claim that about marijuana.
He wouldn't do it on the air. He would do his air shift. So he was on like from 3 to 7 in the afternoon. He'd come in, do his air shift. After the air shift, he would then have air shifting. He's on the air.
Yeah.
Else
would it be?
Right. After that, he would then have to go into the production room. So if a commercial was ordered and they needed Bob's voice, he would have to go in there and do some production work.
Sure.
And he would go out and blaze up right out behind the radio station, where I have done it many times after that. And I just was so amazed by that because at that time I was still living under this sort of drug war-inspired nonsense mindset that only losers smoke pot, or that you can't be productive when you do it. There's more coming up here. You can take control of Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN.
It sure is.
A global virtual private network. You want to encrypt your data connection to protect yourself from people who want your information. Maybe that's your local internet service provider who might be logging all the websites you visit and the search terms that you enter, maybe for as long as, in some cases, 5 years. You can put a stop to that by getting ProXPN. It's free, by the way. The app is free. Just go and download it at proxpn.com/FTL. You can download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can get it working pretty easily with Linux. Anyway, you just go to grab it at proxpn.com/FTL. It'll also protect you because it encrypts your data connection. It'll protect you from anybody else who's trying to snoop on you. Maybe the coffee shop administrator is trying to look into what you're doing with their data connection. Maybe it's somebody sitting across the coffee shop that's trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets and maybe lift your credit card information or something.
Those darn
like
packet sniffers.
Yeah, so you got to watch out for this stuff, and ProXPN protects you by encrypting your data. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, you can access private torrenting ability. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites. Upgrade through ProXPN by using our discount code. get it for 50% off the annual price point.
Hard to argue with that.
The code is FTL50, so go to proxpn.com/FTL, put in promo code FTL50 when you check out if you're using credit card, and you'll get a sweet discount that lasts for the lifetime of the account. Now, there's a better deal, and that's if you pay with Bitcoin. If you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get 62% off the annual price, all by using code FTLBTC. That's FTLBTC for the Bitcoin discount. Go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So remember, promo codes FTL50 and FTLBTC, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's see here. We were discussing the story about people using cannabis, couples using cannabis, and determining that, well, it looks like that's actually leading to people being more calm, and couples are less likely to be violent with one another in relationships, if that's the case. Well, here's a related story from Fox News. E-cigarettes, one study says, are a gateway to hard drugs.
What now, the hell does that mean?
Now, this is a new one to me. I mean, we've heard the scary stories about e-cigarettes. They're untested. We don't know what's going to happen. It's dangerous. It could possibly kill you.
This just sounds like a bunch of ONDCP crap.
We've heard the stories about these e-cigarettes, but the reality that's in front of me is that my friends, the people that I know in my life who are using e-cigarettes, they're happier. Their lives are improved. They feel healthier. They don't.
Yes.
They're not inhaling smoke into their lungs all day
long. I hear it over and over again that they're healthy. They feel healthier.
Yeah. And so.
And I think there's a good argument for it.
Right. I'm not a health expert or anything like that. I have not done studies on these things. I don't. You know, I can't say for sure that these things are healthier, but it sure as hell seems like it. How could it not be better for you to inhale vapor versus combusted plant material? Seems like night and day difference. But nonetheless, the prohibitionist types out there who just hate all things of chemical delivery, you know, like anything related to anything that delivers something that could affect your mental faculties, could affect how you interpret, you know, your life, how you interpret the signals coming into your brain, anything.
Or anything that looks like it, apparently, because that's pretty much what e-cigarettes are about.
Anything that could affect you, there are people who do not want you to do it. And so they come up with all kinds of ridiculous claims. This story from FoxNews.com.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Like conventional cigarettes, electronic cigarettes may function as a gateway drug that can prime the brain to be more receptive to harder drugs, said some U.S. researchers on Wednesday. The findings, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, add to the debate about the risks and benefits of electronic cigarettes. The increasingly popular devices deliver nicotine directly without burning tobacco. Co-author Eric Kandel of Columbia University said in a phone interview, quote, "With e-cigarettes, we get rid of the danger to the lungs and to the heart, but no one has mentioned the brain," he says. Going on, one of his co-founders or co-authors says that in the laboratory studies, researchers showed that, quote, "Once mice and rats are on nicotine, they are more addicted to cocaine after being introduced to that drug."
Okay, so if the argument is that cigarettes harm you on three fronts and e-cigarettes harm you on one front, what does your study prove? I mean, I just don't know. Look, first you have to also prove a few other things, that people that smoke are worse off, and it seems like it's pretty obvious from this first statement that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're better off.
Wait, you mean the people that vape?
People that
vape are better off.
Smoked, moving to vaping.
Okay.
Smokers that have moved to vaping are better off.
Yes.
Also, you have to prove that young people who choose to vape would not otherwise have smoked. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say that somehow vaping is cooler, better, whatever, than smoking, and that the young people, that a significant percentage, because you have to offset the benefit to the smokers. And you have to offset the benefit to the people that would have smoked that choose to vape instead in order to, say that these people who would not have smoked but choose to vape are somehow being harmed terribly.
But are they making an argument here? I mean, they're saying that that if you get
they're making
rat,
an argument. Yes,
the mice and the rats on nicotine, they'll be more likely to be addicted to cocaine. They're more addicted, they say, to cocaine after being introduced that drug. This, according to Dr. Aruni Bhatnagar of the University of Louisville, who was not involved in the study, but chaired a 10-member American Heart Association panel on the impact of e-cigarettes. That was true even when the mice received nicotine without burning tobacco, said Candle, a Nobel laureate for his work on memory. The findings by he and his wife from Columbia University expand on her earlier work on nicotine as a gateway drug, a theory she first reported on in 1975. They wrote, quote, e-cigarettes have the same physiological effects on the brain and may pose the same risk of addiction to other drugs as regular cigarettes, especially in adolescence during a critical period of brain development. Now, as somebody who's used tobacco, you know, I'm familiar with the rush that you can get.
I have heard of this tobacco stuff, yes.
Using tobacco. I have never used cocaine. I'm not interested in it.
I have heard of this cocaine stuff myself.
You mean you've tried?
I have used cocaine, yes.
You know, so I can't.
I was much younger.
Did you use tobacco first before you used cocaine?
Yes, I believe I did. I don't know. Not with any regularity.
Mm-hmm. So maybe also eating sugary cereals could be considered a gateway drug. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do it to create
certainly
pleasure.
Certainly could be argued that it rewires your brain.
Right. But I mean, it's the base argument here is that you're doing something. You're inducing this chemical into your body. The chemical is having an effect on you. And it's a desirable effect for a lot of people. They want this effect.
It's pleasant.
They want the feeling of this. And so they get used to having this feeling, satiating that feeling, and creating that pattern. And so then when they come across something else that provides them with another interesting feeling, a different feeling, but an interesting one nonetheless, that, I like this too. And so they go into that same pattern. So that makes sense. The argument makes sense. But it also makes sense that it would apply to anything that would create a pleasurable sensation in the body. You know, whether it's sexual activity, eating sugary cereals,
because you need to consider that there's no such thing as a drug that doesn't stimulate dopamine receptors, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, does sugar stimulate dopamine receptors? I mean, the answer is yes, it does.
Yeah, I bet you if they put the same caveats or the same, you know, same test together with the rats and sugar, they'd probably find the same damn thing. And regardless, it doesn't matter anyway, because the idea of banning nicotine is insane, and I hope that nobody actually seriously proposes it, although I'm sure it'll just be a matter of time before some politician gets the wherewithal to put that one together.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, there have been studies that have shown that marijuana is not a gateway drug, just as a related issue, that it's the fact that they're sold around other drugs is what leads people in a lot of cases to the other drugs. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. That's this show. We'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss, unlike those other talk show hosts who only want to talk about what they want to talk about.
That's what they do.
And we'll take your calls toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Check out drewsdefense.org if you want to help support Andrew Jones. He's a Free State Project participant who unfortunately will not be moving to New Hampshire, at least in the foreseeable future, because he's going to be facing down criminal charges in federal court toward the end of this year for being one of the alleged administrators of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace. And he needs help. Needs help paying for the expensive attorneys that it takes to fight criminal charges in federal court. So if you can help him out, his family has already put up their house. Their parents put up their house and their retirement incomes to secure a $1 million bond for their son, and he is now sitting in their house 24/7 on some pretty strict bail conditions. He can't touch the internet. He can't touch a device that could touch the internet. And so unfortunately, you know, he's fairly restricted on what he can do, but he could use your help. DrewsDefense.org was put up by his family and his girlfriend in an attempt to raise some money, and you can contribute via PayPal or Bitcoin. That's DrewsDefense.org. And, of course, don't forget FreeRoss.org as well for Ross Ulbricht, one of the other guys accused of running the Silk Road as well. So, again, they would appreciate your help. DrewsDefense.org and FreeRoss.org. So we're talking about e-cigarettes, and there's some ridiculous study that's claiming that e-cigarettes are a gateway. It's a gateway drug. They're going to get your brain all ready for more drugs, is what the researchers have found at Columbia University, claiming that nicotine acts as a gateway drug on the brain. The effect is likely to occur whether the exposure comes from smoking cigarettes, passive tobacco smoke, or e-cigarettes. They go on to talk about the e-cigarette business, now $3 billion a year business with 460-plus brands that include candy flavoring and are increasingly popular among children, according to the World Health Organization. You are actually sometimes seen, Mark, on camera using an e-cigarette-like device. However, you are not actually using nicotine, correct?
That's true. I have a vaporizer that's got like essential oils in it or something like that. I just find it interesting. It's just something to fiddle around with.
Something to fixate on, have in your mouth.
It's the, what do they call that? Oral stimuli.
Oral fixation.
Oral fixation, yeah.
So I think that this particular study is ridiculous, and
they say may or may not be true, I don't care. What they need to prove is that somehow it's worse on society or whatever, worse for a person.
They got nothing
on that. So the claim is that it rewires your brain to make you more readily available,
susceptible to
harder drugs. So if that's a gateway, maybe okay. Now, I thought that the gateway drug argument was it's illegal, so therefore, you're willing to, once you break the seal on doing illegal activities, why not just do all the illegal activities is the idea. And, okay, so it rewires your brain. But you have to be able to prove a couple of things, which is that it's, the e-cigarettes are somehow more dangerous for you than regular cigarettes. So, therefore, it's been bad for the smokers to switch to e-cigarettes. And I think that few people would make that claim. You would also have to prove that the people, young people that are using e-cigarettes, because there's bound to be one, two, that they wouldn't have otherwise picked up cigarettes themselves, so the e-cigarettes didn't prevent them from doing that. And so we're just talking about the young people that would have picked up e-cigarettes that would not have picked up regular cigarettes having their brains rewired. Because they claim that regular cigarettes rewire your brain for addiction, too.
They're saying it's the nicotine.
Yeah. So, okay.
So a little bit more here from the story. One of the folks involved in the article, Mr. Bhatnagar, said the findings strengthen the case for regulation of e-cigarettes by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I think they strengthened the case, but the case was really flimsy anyway. So, you've got a flimsy, crappy case, and you've given it one drywall screw. Congratulations.
If we don't have strict laws on youth access.
Now we know that the scientist has a strong agenda. Mm.
Well, in this case, this is Bhatnagar, who was not involved in actual study, but he is a busybody, apparently. Anyway, going on, he says, if we don't have strict laws on youth access and marketing for e-cigarettes, we may fuel an entire new generation of people on nicotine, and that will be a gateway drug for the use of other drugs, says Bhatnagar. Well, what about alcohol? Does alcohol do the same thing? If you start using alcohol, does that make you more likely to find cocaine enjoyable? In fact, do people, Mark, I've never used cocaine, do people do the two of those drugs together commonly?
I would imagine yes. The answer is yes. I wasn't real plugged into a cocaine community when I was 17 years old.
Weren't you slinging it back then?
No, I never sold it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that about you.
Wanted to. Didn't.
You just didn't get the chance.
Yes, that's
the
correct.
Only reason why you didn't do it. So, there you go.
The guy I knew that was selling it was making a lot of money doing it.
If you have any comments, you're welcome to share them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, here's a neat story from the 10th Amendment Center. Shem Kellogg is the author here, and I thought it was an excellent little summation of some of the things that have gone on here in New Hampshire. It's called New Hampshire, a Hotbed for Liberty. He writes, the United States was once a constitutional republic, and today New Hampshire is on the forefront in the battle to return the U.S. to its original principles of state sovereignty, limited federal government, and individual liberty. The year Thomas Jefferson was elected president, 11 out of 16 states didn't have a direct popular election for president, and no state had direct election of U.S. senators. The voters chose their state representative, a man who they personally knew, and then voted for the upper-level offices. In New Hampshire, we still know our state representatives. We have 400. That works out to a relatively small 3,000 voters per representative. If you don't like a rep's vote, you call her up and tell her so. Our representatives serve on practically volunteer basis, being paid only $100 per year. And chances are they're happy to hear your perspective on a tough issue. In fact, most of them are open to the ideas of liberty if you're willing to explain them. This is a major reason that New Hampshire is one of the freest states in the U.S., with no income tax, no general sales tax, and very few gun restrictions.
That's huge.
A pro-liberty force unique to the state that helps to keep government accountable is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, a citizen watchdog group. NHLA is composed of volunteers who, like the Founding Fathers, committees of correspondents, get together in the poorly heated back rooms of bookstores, taverns, etc., and actually read the bills. This makes the proceedings of New Hampshire government uniquely transparent. The organization publishes summaries and ratings of bills in its gold standard newsletter, which is printed and distributed to all legislators. Volunteers compile the votes of all senators and representatives and publish them in the annual Liberty Rating, a report card to voters. NHLA has an active PAC donating to candidates of either party with the best pro-liberty voting records or the best survey responses for non-incumbents. Another great source of energy and activism comes from participants in the Free State Project, an international movement to concentrate 20,000 pro-liberty activists in one state. New Hampshire was selected as that state for quite a few reasons. The Free State Project runs two annual events to attract activists to New Hampshire, the Wintertime Liberty Forum and Summer Porcupine Freedom Festival, a.k.a. Porkfest. The Free State Project is the vehicle to get activists to New Hampshire. What participants do once they get here is up to them. New Hampshire is simultaneously the closest thing to the old republic and the software startup model minimum state future. In 2007, Joel Winters, a Democrat from Manchester, the first Free State Project early mover elected to the state house, led a successful fight against Real ID. Also in 2007, the state banned license plate readers, and to this day is the only state with a widespread ban on the use of such technology.
Yeah, this is really sort of important to you know, for those who care about the survey state, pretty soon the government's going to know wherever you go all the time. That information's going to be hackable because all information's going to be hackable. So your daily travels and your routes are going to be known.
A bill to make New Hampshire the 50th state to legalize those license plate readers was introduced this year, but in a reaffirmation of privacy rights, it was defeated, which means New Hampshire is the only state that doesn't have these things. In 2010, New Hampshire legislature that cut the state budget by a historic 11% passed a school choice bill that included homeschoolers and voted to decriminalize cannabis, though that effort was thwarted by the Senate. A medical bill was later passed and signed into law, and also in 2010, Free State Project participant Jen Coffey, a Republican from Andover, wiped all the state's sharp object laws off the books. And no, we have not been plagued with a surge in drive-by knifings, meaning that all knives are legal to possess if you're not a felon, I think, in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I think you can't have a dirk or an ice pick.
In 2012, a jury nullification law was passed in New Hampshire. He goes on to describe a little bit more about that, and he talks about how in 2012, Ron Paul came in second in both the Republican and Democrat first in the nation primaries. There's something very exciting happening here in New Hampshire. And there's a little bit more to this piece. I'll link it on our Facebook, Google+.
But if you want to be involved in what's going on in New Hampshire, you need to go to freestateproject.org, sign up, to declare that you're going to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, and get up here as soon as you can, because we could use the help ASAP. So once again, freestateproject.org. We'll see you online between now and tomorrow night when we're back with more Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare. Higher prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance.
Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.